fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show. Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. This past weekend, Bafana Bafana continued their quest for 2022 AFCON qualification with the first of their doubleheader against Sao Tome. At the time of recording, we won't be able to get reactions for the second match, but in the first, Bafana carved out a 2-0 victory that still left a lot to be desired, especially considering the level of competition. Elsewhere, Banyana Banyana continued their reign as COSAFA champions with a 2-1 victory over Botswana in the final. After both matches, we asked you all for your reactions, and as usual, you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Both matches against Sao Tome are considered must wins for Bafana Bafana if we are to reach the Africa Cup of Nations. With Ghana likely to win the group, having maintained a 100% record over three matches, South Africa will want to see off weaker opposition before facing off against the Black Stars in March next year. This past Friday saw Bafana defeat Sao Tome 2-0 with Percy Tau and Bongani Zungu grabbing the goals in a tough match. Supporters criticized coach Molefi Ntseki's squad selection and called for the team to pull up their socks ahead of their second meeting with Sao Tome. Here's what they had to say.
It's a win for South Africa, but let us not mask the fact that we were very terrible in that first half. You could see the frustration in the players because they were running around like headless chickens. South Africa did not have a shot in that first half. They were absolutely poor and they did not trouble the opponent's defense. It was much better in the second half. Molefi Ntseki made a change, brought in Bongani Zungu, who he should have started. Uzungu came on, you could see the boys started to gel. We do have quality players, we do have top players, but the association is failing the nation. South Africa will qualify for AFCON, but again, we're going to scrape to the Africa Cup of Nations, and we're going to get there, and we're going to get eliminated, because we're just not good enough.
Bongani Zungu had an amazing night.
No, it was better hands off and it was better hands, no, sharp.
Well done, Bafana Bafana. I think they played well today. They deserve a win. Well done, well done.
Yeah, I think the guys played very well, so they have to prepare for the next game so that they can win. Zungu is the best player. The combination of Percy Tau and Zungu is wonderful. Big ups to them.
I think we missed a lot of chances up front. We should have scored more than 3, 4, 5 goals. Our front line must work hard. Thanks to Dean Ferman for good work. I don't think we'll make it against Ghana. We'll see.
In doing Yenjeta, with all due respect to Coach Ntseki, but he feels like a principal. I got now the passion, he got a lot of fans. Coach Ntseki, yo, he's a principal. Coach Ntseki, it's winning, you know, team is, man. And the players are there. The player, now, we're seeing them, yo, if you know, lala. Yo, I'm going to say, man, no.
It was a must win for Bafana Bafana against our two main principal. Because the president itself talked, Mr. Danny Jordan says we are tired of 96 talks, so we must build our own legacy. So me also, I was down, but the win makes me to believe in them. Mr. Ntseki, you do a great job. 2-0, official game. Oh, keep it up, a good work. So I think that Monday we're going to win and qualify for Cup of Nations. It's been a long time. So this crop of players, I believe in them now.
Bafana Bafana were so poor, and they are still going to be poor. We don't have a good coach. His selection is bad, and we're playing badly. There's no hope. I foresee a draw on Monday with this team if we don't pick up our socks. And he must begin to play real strikers, the likes of Luther Singh. He must stop benching them, or else we will not win. Even if we can win on Monday, going forward, Sudan and Ghana, I foresee danger.
This was the game of two halves. First half, Shalinyama, Yikuliantuli. Then second half, at least, Kuben Lama, Klims Lau, Woods, Yines Nakonu Gians, if Sikua City Messangan. Coach Way to Utlulas, I was Uti, Aslangan, the team, Akandi team, as was with even Alan to Leberfan, even Alan D. Ibafan of Fanasias to Menga. And then he no. And our Kumanya crown didn't even ask, which be caught up a bit to Leganjan because out of form late, then he was all almost to 90 minutes wrong. This man to keep it early, maybe we'll just sing because niggas are something different. Because here and then, except the person in niggas would do it, and Kumbulu can enter productive ends. So I'm going to cut the second round. But yeah, in the ball, you'll go to 3 points to support it. No matter what you're going to do. I don't know if you're going to do it. Because I equal in the ball.
The association has to appoint somebody who is more qualified for the job. They let Peter Mosimane go to Egypt. He's doing wonders with Al Ahly. He could have taken these boys to the AFCON. He could have taken these boys to the World Cup. But we are more reliant on people who are not qualified for the job. South Africa will win again on Monday. South Africa will qualify for AFCON. But they will come back home with their tails between their legs because they're just not good enough.
I have a problem with the selection of this Bafana thing. Bafana is quickly depreciating. Imagine putting people like Erasmus on the bench and then playing Manyama as a striker. Really, this coach is a joke. This man is a joke. How do you justify his benching of Obongani Zungu? Really, South Africa needs to do some introspection. This man is only there on a political bandwagon of SAFA. He's a failure. He's going to take Bafana down. And the sooner the situation is amended, the better. There was no combination. Manyama running all over the show, offside, handling the ball. In actual fact, the referee was lenient with South Africa. We should have considered a penalty.
I felt so bad, man, during the first half. The guys, like, they were not connected. They began to connect each other on the second half. And, hey, these guys, they need to pull up their socks, you see. They need to pull up their socks so that we can qualify because we are going to play against the same team Monday. So if we were looking down upon these guys, no, we were wrong. We need to pull up our socks and take this team of this country very seriously because it's a very difficult country.
I came over fine every bora. Just thinking that umuntu wa pesheya umletsa South Africa so silele nte borayo. Bafana, just to be honest, they are boss. Inama quality players, but the football level, it's not football. But I don't blame my players. I'll blame the coach. Playing the system, like 4-3-3. Angatakazu team, like formation, YN. If ever you're selecting formation, also, you have to have former players as well as formation.
On Saturday, Banyana defended their COSAFA Women's Championship title with a 2-1 win over Botswana in the final. That marks their 7th victory in the competition and capped off an unbeaten run on home soil in the contest. It's a silver lining for Banyana, who will have to wait for their next official competition, with the Women's AFCON having been cancelled due to COVID-19 rather than postponed. Fans sent through their congratulations to Banyana and coach Desiree Ellis. Have a listen.
Well done to the ladies for the good performance.
I'd like to congratulate Banyana Banyana on the victory. And I'd like to say no mama, Desiree. Mina, if you lose, she really has what it takes. And I'm serious, I'm glad to be the Bafana Bafana coach, to coach like the national team. She's qualified. So I don't know what I'm saying to my mama, because of Baba Napaya, and my own Nathan Abayak. And my mama was a profile, so. Greetings.
First, I would like to congratulate South Africa. Yes, Banyana Banyana. When I say Banyana Banyana, I mean all those who featured themselves in the COSAFA Women's Championship until they took the cup.
And I would like to give credit to the coach, Desiree Ellis. Coach is doing very great because this is four now in a row taking this cup. I was inspired by this player, number nine. I don't know how to recall her name, but this player is great. This player deserves to play overseas. And I was inspired by the coach using the staff. This is not used to play football like in the big competitions. And also did well with those girls. I salute her and her team. Assistants, technical members, everyone.
Fan Reaction Show is an SL Podcast Network production. The SL Podcast Network forms part of Soccer La Duma and is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho, it is edited by Simon Strella, and the graphics are provided by Nino Sagaleni. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get all of the latest local football news, and make sure to subscribe to the SL Podcast Network on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and our editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.